In the children's collection of the Baldwin, there is an assortment of monsters of all kinds. There are big ones and small ones, mischievous ones and majestic ones. There are giants, ogres, sea monsters, devils, and minotaurs. There are even happy little friendly monsters that really mean no harm at all. But of the many stories of monsters that travel through the Baldwin's shelves, there's one beast that has fascinated many generations of readers. A beast that still holds our imagination today. Here, in the Baldwin, there be dragons. The Baldwin's collection of dragons spans a great history and several continents. There are well-known hero stories told here. In this library, Siegfried battles Fafnir, a dragon who, as one boltman puts it, wears the helmet of Tyr as he breathes deathly poisons, and his eyes dart forth lightning, and no man can withstand his strength. There are other heroes in the Baldwin as well. In the story of Roland, Reynold, one of Roland's fellow knights, encounters a mighty dragon. He defeats it by feeding it a ball of wax, thereby sealing its jaws tightly shut. He threw the cake of wax to the raging dragon below. Eagerly, the beast seized it between his jaw, and lo! As Reynold had foreseen, his teeth were glued fast together. And then there is Beowulf. There is an image of his dragon as well, dead and defeated, smote by Beowulf's great strength, but only after fatally wounding Beowulf himself. The dragon was the death of the great warrior king. There are many tales of knights fighting dragons, and the motif of the hero fighting the dragon is an old, well-known one. But it is not the only kind of dragon story there is, nor is the hero's the only point of view that matters. The Baldwin has a book called Imaginotions, which tells the story of a dragon fight from a dragon's perspective. Dragons tell the stories to their kids as well, you know. "Mama, please tell us a story," cried the young dragons. "I suppose you would prefer a man story." "Please, Mama, you're so tired of when I was a little dragon. Tell us a real man story, but be sure not to have the dragon hurt. We like it to end happily." And some of these tales do end happily, for both the humans and the dragons. There is a picture book called The Adventures of the Three Bold Babes. Beautifully rendered text that forms a relationship between three children and a dragon. This tale, while for a very young audience, shows a very different form of dragon story, one where the conflict between the two races is created out of fear rather than any real danger from the dragons. Watch as the three children befriend the dragon and take on a nasty king and a rather nasty knight. Thank you. University of Florida's Baldwin Library has a rich assortment of texts, all of which are stunning and interesting in their own ways. This has been just a very small sampling of the texts, even of the dragon texts that are held within. Here, there may be dragons, but they are definitely not alone.